Najee Hamdan is in some serious legal trouble. He's a U.S. citizen charged with 3 counts of terrorism by authorities in the United Arab Emirates. Hamdan says he's innocent, that he made false confessions to the charges while being tortured. Rob Schmitz has more on the story.
If the 42-year-old businessman is convicted, each of the charges carries a life sentence. His lawyer says he learned of the terrorism charges this week, but doesn't yet know the details. Hamdan was living in Dubai when he was taken from his apartment by Emirati security forces in late August. For the first 3 months, he was held at a secret location where he claims he was severely beaten and left naked in a tiny cold cell. Hamdan told his lawyer Ahilan Arulananthom of the ACLU that he has no idea why he's being detained, but that after being tortured, he was willing to admit to anything in order to stop it.
And after some time, when the torture got bad enough, he was just telling them whatever they wanted to hear, which is consistent with the pattern of how people behave under torture generally.
Though he's been visited by a U.S. consulate officer, neither the State Department nor the government of the UAE have explained why Hamdan's being detained. Hamdan's family says the FBI has questioned him repeatedly for over a decade. 3 weeks before he was detained in Dubai, his family says FBI agents flew in from Los Angeles to interview him. The ACLU is suing the U.S. government to seek his release and find out whether the U.S. government was involved in his detention. The ACLU's Arulananthom says this week Hamdan told him over the phone that a man with an American accent threatened him during his interrogation and torture.
He first said, "You're not the only person here with a master's degree." And the person then said, "You better give these people what they want or else they're going to f*** you up."
Hamdan told Arulananthom that he couldn't see who was talking because he was blindfolded. It's impossible to know who was in that room, but Arulananthom suspects it was an agent of the U.S. government. In a written response to questions about Hamdan, FBI spokesman Richard Kolko read this statement.
"The FBI does not generally confirm details of ongoing investigations. In terrorism matters, we routinely work with foreign counterparts, in some cases, with the permission of the host government. FBI agents have been permitted to interview people who may possess relevant information."
One question Kolko wouldn't answer is one that has persisted throughout this case. Why would the FBI be interested in Najee Hamdan? Hamdan became successful salvaging automobiles here at his auto parts yard in South L.A. On a recent afternoon, his friend and business partner, Jihad Suleiman, gave a tour of the yard.
"Here we do rebuild transmissions, and we have here a loading dock."
Suleiman says some of their work involved selling rebuilt cars to buyers in Kuwait, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. A few years ago, says Suleiman, FBI agents arrived at the yard and carefully examined all their auto parts and a list of vehicle identification numbers for the cars they had sold.
"They came twice. The first time they lasted maybe over an hour, but the second time probably was a short time, maybe half an hour or so."
In 2005, the FBI announced it was launching an investigation of U.S.-based auto theft rings after it discovered that some vehicles used in deadly car bombings in Iraq were stolen in the United States. An agency spokeswoman wouldn't comment on whether Hamdan's shop was among those being investigated. Lou Coven has been with the Los Angeles Police Department for 35 years. He's an auto theft detective. He says salvage auto yards are oftentimes at the center of auto theft rings.
"There's a lot of good, honest businessmen out there, but there's a good percentage of people that are involved in this stuff that are into criminal activity."
Coven says stolen cars from the U.S. routinely end up being used by crime syndicates throughout the world to smuggle arms, to sell on the black market, and most recently as car bombs. Jihad Suleiman says neither he nor Hamdan are involved in any criminal activity. But he said it's impossible to know where his cars ended up after they arrived to the Middle East.
"I don't know which person bought it because I'm not there to know who bought those cars."
Suleiman says he's not sure why the FBI would be interested in Najee Hamdan. He says it's possible the agency was targeting him because of his prominent role at a local mosque. Hamdan's lawyer says he hopes he'll have answers soon. A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. government must respond to Hamdan's lawsuit by January 2nd. For The World, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.